Welcome to the 12th episode of the Meet the Mancunian podcast season 2. This is a season finale. The Meet the Mancunian podcast takes you on a weekly journey around the local community in Manchester. Season 2 has an interesting lineup of inspiring guests making a social or a community impact in the city. Presented by Deepa Thomas Sutcliffe, newbie Mancunian. Tune in every Tuesday for your weekly dose of inspiration. As season 2 draws to a close today, Tuesday, 14 June 2022, I wanted to let my loyal listeners know that I'll be taking a 5-week break to spend some time with my family. My parents are visiting from India, and with the pandemic, we haven't seen each other since 2019. I'm recording guests on season 3 and plan to launch it on Tuesday, 19th July 2022. Yes, that's right. It's Tuesday, 19th July 2022. I do hope you'll continue to listen to the podcast, both older favorites episodes as well as new interesting ones. Passionate about the environment and sustainability, we hear from Camilla Regunzi, co-director, Plastic Shed, in this episode. I'm delighted to introduce my guest, Camilla Regunzi, co-director, Plastic Shed, in this episode. Thank you, Camilla, for joining me today.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for inviting me, Deepa.
It's really nice to talk to you, and I'm so excited to find out about all the good work you're doing with sustainability. So tell us about how you found your passion for sustainability.
I don't know, I feel like I've always been quite connected to sustainability, maybe because I'm from the countryside. So I lived in Manchester for 7.5 years, but I'm Italian from a beautiful town in the countryside, and I guess having grown up in a place always connected with nature helped me to, I don't know, have that connection with sustainability, that passion and connection, let's say, with nature. But mainly, I would say, after a big trip in Central America in 2018, I found that passion growing more and more and more, and that's what kind of inspired me to come back to Manchester and get involved into like a community project like Plastic Shed. So yeah, sustainability passion has always been there, but yeah, I think the big awakening happened in 2018 after a big trip in Central America. And after I've realized that plastic pollution is a big problem and a big challenge nowadays.
And you were interested in community projects, and you have chosen to join Plastic Shed and get involved with Plastic Shed. So tell us about that, and how did that come about?
So, so someone who I've met traveling in Central America mentioned about this global movement called Precious Plastics. Precious Plastics basically help people all over the world to connect with each other in their local communities. So you can literally put a pin on a map and connect with other people in the local area to either start a project or together, or let's say help and give advice or like technical support to build machines or to recycle or like for volunteering. So when I came back to the UK after traveling, I decided to use this platform, which is free and accessible to everyone, to connect with hopefully people in the local community. And that's how I met Rachel. So Rachel Lewis is actually the co-founder of Plastic Shed. And I was surprised that there was not much going on in Manchester, to be fair. And I didn't know Stockport back then because Rachel lives in Stockport, and I just started helping out, assisting with like creative workshops, and And then, yeah, 4 years down the line, I'm here now, co-directing Plastic Shed. And I guess Plastic Shed is, yeah, it's a really beautiful and interesting project. And Rachel was inspired by the same group that I just mentioned, Precious Plastics, and another community group. So I don't know if you've ever heard of the Men in Shed. But no. The Men in Shed is like, a beautiful concept of organization. And there are loads of Men in Sheds all over the country. And the idea is to help, in a way, retired people to connect with each other and exchange practical skills in a shed. Learn from each other, but also like improve mental well-being. So this is where Plastic Shed, in a way, is about not only trying to tackle plastic waste and teach people how to reuse plastic waste in a creative way, but it's also mainly about connecting people in the local community and bring that difference in terms of connection and improve mental and physical well-being. And it's great because we touch loads of different points that are very relevant nowadays to what's going on in the world. So, and we play with plastic. In that sense, we also teach people that, yeah, plastic is such a huge problem nowadays, but at the same time is also a very precious material that can be reused and recycled to create new useful objects. And the playfulness about that as well that you can get through a workshop is amazing. And yeah, so we use also the element of creativity to bring people together and to just feel good about playing and creating and connecting with different people comes from different backgrounds in the local community of Stockport. I feel like I'm just like blah 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 blah.
Oh, it sounds very interesting. Tell me more about what products do you encourage people to create during these workshops. It sounds very interesting. I like, obviously, we know that recycling plastics, is critical because they don't really degrade very easily, and there is huge problems with safe disposal. So if they can be given a new lease of life, that sounds wonderful. Tell us about what kind of products do people play and create?
Our workshop offering is quite broad in a way. So we started with simple DIY techniques, and we've got loads of free tutorials on our website as well. We use, for example, soft plastic packaging, and with an ironing technique, we melt and fuse plastic bags, for example, and we create a new material that, like a kind of new fabric that you can cut and use to create wallets, little purses, jewelry. But then, repurpose vinyl banners from local organizations and community groups and art galleries. And we again use PVC plastic to create purses. Honestly, it's like infinite possibilities. And then we engage the local community to collect plastic bottle lids. And it's amazing, the level of engagement, because we're based in Stockport in a studio called Mersey Way Workshop, which is a collaboration between Plastic Shed and Easy Peel Studio. So in our space, we don't only do plastic recycling, but we also try to run creative activities free or accessible for everyone. And you know, involve also, I don't know, photography, drawing, woodwork. But yeah, we've got some machines in our premise, and it's amazing to have a premise because then we can engage directly with the local community, and the amount of donations that we receive is unbelievable. And so yeah, we've got a shredder, we've got three different machines that we purchased through grants and also the Men in Shed group that Plastic Shed is inspired by, have built over lockdown our first machine, which is our plastic shredder. So yeah, we've got a shredder, a heat press, and an injection molder. And at the moment, we can shred these hard plastics like bottle lids and create tiles, or like A3 type of 2mm sheets that we can cut and, for example, use to create jewellery. So we've been running loads of workshops as well for the community, making jewellery, key rings. So we're in that phase where we're basically growing in that sense of product design. And then yeah, we've got some new parts just arrived for the new machine, so we'll be able to offer more workshops where people will be able to produce different items through plastic bottle lids, for example. So yeah, it's quite exciting.
Yeah, because I think they do say that you know good recycling practice, you remove the plastic bottle lid and crush the bottle. So that is interesting that you can repurpose those as well. So
yeah.
What challenges have you faced? You looks like you're getting a lot of good support from the community, but have people's attitudes or any other challenges been there in this in your journey to kind of work with the community, bring plastic waste into, you know, useful products, give it a second lease of life?
Well, I guess the challenge is maybe sometimes it's not easy to reach out everyone in the community to share what we're doing, because there's such a small capacity. And I mean, we're growing and trying to grow a team of volunteers, and we've really got an amazing small team of volunteers. But yeah, it's just like what we do is great and everyone who knows about us loves it. But yeah, I would love to be able to spread out even more the word of what is possible. Then of course, like, our facility is like a really small scale type of recycling facility. I guess lots of people get it and are really interested and fascinated by all the opportunities, but then maybe another challenge would be to encourage not only you can recycle and reuse the material, but also maybe to consume differently, because as I said, plastic is also a great material because you can reuse it and turn into other different objects, but it's also an incredible challenge because of the amount of production that unfortunately happens in the world. And I guess it's not the individual's fault, it's like who's above us. Like, if we had the choice, then it'd be easier, but people don't really have choices, much of a choice, and it's like, oh, how can I at least try to consume less of that? I mean, yeah, there are different challenges, for example, now another challenge that we're facing is that we've engaged with individuals in the community and some other organizations, but because like the team capacity is that small, it's hard for us in a way to keep up on top of like what is donated. So it's amazing, it's like contradictory in a way, because I'm like, oh, I wish we could reach out more people and let them know, But then I'm like, oh God, but then if we do that as well, like it would be impossible for us to keep on top of everything. And it's already difficult to keep on top of that. But I guess it's one of those, like, we'll just learn by doing things, and I'm sure the team will grow. And at the end of the day, we can, you know, recycle like Greater Manchester plastic bottle lids. But what we can do at least is like engage and, you know, the community, have fun and like learn from each other and connect with each other.
You might inspire other people in other parts of Manchester or around in other parts of the world, which we'll come to do something similar, which is, you know, you're starting a movement or plugging into that precious plastics movement that you just talked about, how both of you, you and Rachel, both got inspired by. So
it's three of us at the moment. So in the same way, I reached out Rachel, Caitlin, now co-director as well, started working at the same time of me. I guess, as you said, we can inspire people around us to start to join the movement, because it is a movement. We joined the global movement, and hopefully more people will, you know, start something similar, because, you know, like we are already linked with some groups in the UK, and there's something going on in Liverpool, in the south, in the north. But I guess Plastic Shared is quite unique in that sense, because we don't only try to, you know, tackle plastic waste or reuse and recycle products, but we our focus is a lot about community engagement and like social impact and social value. So we're trying to work more on that, and hopefully inspire other people around the community to just like get started as well.
I would just ask at this point, since we've talked so much about other movements, and I'm just probably skipping a little bit ahead, is what advice would you have for people starting to look to do something similar in other parts of the world, especially if they want to involve the community in a creative, reuse and recycling and upcycling, I guess, if that word still exists, of plastic.
Well, I guess, like, you know, myself, Caitlin and Rachel have done 4 years ago. Maybe the first suggestion is to join the community of Precious Plastic, because they've got an amazing global platform where you can literally connect with people around you. And they give you the like free blueprints on like how to set up your workshop, how to engage with the community, or how to, depending on like what type of work you want to do. There are some really great suggestions, and that's been really helpful for us. And then I would say to, reach out the local authorities, for example, and see if local authorities can give you some support in terms of like maybe a premise, or maybe, you know, there can be so many different types of partnerships or support that you can get from local authorities. Try to connect with pre-established community groups, for example, for community engagement. And then, in terms of machines, and grants is always a bit complex, I guess, but you know, you can build your own machines, and you can find that type of blueprint on the Precious Plastic website. Or there are people actually now who are selling pre-made machines, which is amazing. So we've, for example, purchased an injection molder just recently from someone who's producing these machines in the UK. But then I'm aware that it's different in different countries and all over the world. But yeah, and I guess what's really, you know, at the core of doing something like this is passion. Like, if there isn't like a strong passion for what you're doing, then it's going to be even more difficult. But everything is kind of possible when there's love and passion. And of course, like building a team like of like-minded people who are passionate is definitely fundamental. And I'm sure, you know, you can find more and more people nowadays interested to join this type of movement, because there's definitely been more awareness in the recent couple of 2, 3, 4 years around plastic pollution and, you know, climate change, and more people are keen to do something different and to make a change. And kids, like the schools are getting some incredible you know, courses or workshops for kids to bring awareness around carbon footprint emissions, climate change, climate action. Passion, a good team of like passionate people like you. And yeah, Precious Plastic is a really good start to find loads of inspirations and connect with people.
Thank you so much for that. Well, tell us about what impact would you say you've made with all the good work you've done over the last 4 years?
The impact, it's such a hard one to measure impact. I feel like we need to learn to be better at numbers and figures because it's quite fundamental. But the impact is that I can tell so far is that we definitely improved a lot. Like I see it in every single person's eyes when they work with us, that we bring loads of inspiration, so loads of creativity, loads of positive, there's always loads of positive feedback. And so I guess there's like a social impact, educational impact is like, you know, we bring knowledge, we bring inspiration, people are having fun. So there's definitely like well-being, mental health impact. We can do loads and on that level. And of course, like the amount as well of plastic that we've, you know, reused and recycled in the past year is great. And I mean, I need to get now a proper system in place in our studio, get a massive scale, like weigh the amount of donations that we've got. So on that level as well, in terms of numbers, environmental impact, we've, through the community's help, saved loads of plastic. And so yes, yeah, social impact, environmental impact. Yeah, I don't know if that's an exhaustive, it's been a bit of a general.
Really helpful. Impact can be measured, like you said, in many different ways. It's not only about numbers, it's about how you made people feel, how we've allowed people to plug easily into a global movement, because everyone's looking for those little steps that they can take at an individual level, you know, to make a difference. So that's, I think, also amazing. And then, of course, there is all the plastic that had a new home thanks to you. So that's fantastic as well.
Yeah. And as you said, like, yeah, just having a premise to offer a space for people to feel welcome and do work together is great. And yeah.
How can interested people reach out and learn more? Where can we find you on your website, social media, and any other channels you want to talk about, as well as your premise, if you'd like to give out that address?
Yeah, so we're based in Stockport, so central Stockport, Merseyway Shopping Centre, and our studio is called Merseyway Workshop on 6 Deanery Way. And then, Plastic Shed can be reached out we've got social media, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, hat, plastic shirt, well, plastic underscore shared. And our website is plasticshed.org. So we're not too difficult to find. I mean, the website, you find something, some loads of like plastic shed advertisement first to start with. But yeah, you'll find us. If you type plasticshed.org, Stockport will come up straight away. And yeah, and then loads of people just can find us as well through the Mersey Way workshop, social media, website, Instagram, Facebook.
I'm going to shift gears to the signature questions that I ask all my guests. And what do you love the most about Manchester?
So many things, but I guess mainly the welcoming spirit of Manchester and the rich cultural diversity and the fact that everyone's welcome. Manchester is home for everyone, and there is this amazing strong sense of collaboration that unites people. I've never felt any type of like hard feeling competition in anyone I've ever met, or there's always, okay, you do this and I'll do that, let's collaborate, let's create something new together, or let's be inspired by each other. And I think it's amazing. Like, I've met loads of people in the city, always felt super welcome, and friends, I've met friends who are not from here but from different part of the UK, and they were like, Camilla, nowhere else is like Manchester. It's so unique and special and beautiful in that sense. And it's a pretty city.
Very pretty. I was just talking to you about cherry blossoms.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what's your favorite place in Manchester, since you know, is there a particular place that stands out for you?
That was a tricky question, because I was like, there's so many places that connect me with different aspects of Manchester. So for example, an instance, the green places, there's so many green places, the meadows around the corner from my house in Chawton. But you know, the canals in the city centre, and I've got loads of friends who live in the marina. That's also another special place. But then other special places are the galleries, where I just feel like I can go and be inspired and feel safe. And Stockport, in the pretty hills of Stockport, and all the like-minded people that I've met recently. So yeah, it's I don't have a favorite place, because I've got loads of favorite places that connects me with all the different people that I've met in the past 7.5 years. So yes,
that's okay. Many of my guests do choose more than one sometimes, so it is difficult to pin down. What's the most important life lesson you've learned?
I don't know. I would say, like, recently reflecting on the past couple of years, or well, let's say 4 years, when, for example, I joined Plastic Shared, Rachel and Caitlin, is that, yeah, if you believe in something and you're passionate about something, there's always a way to make it real. And yeah. It's been difficult. It's not easy. but if you believe in something, then sounds a bit cheesy, but you can do it, and you can make it happen, and you can bring positive change. And so, yeah, definitely.
Whether it's a cliche or not, you're living it, right? So you can see that this works for you. So this is what we're looking for. We're looking for those life lessons that you've learned that's helpful for listeners from any part of the world, regardless of whether they're working in sustainability or outside sustainability. If someone wrote a book on your life, Camilla, what would they call it?
It's difficult, but I was thinking I've been focusing quite a lot on like plastics and environmental. I was like, oh, do you know what? Plastica Fantastica and the power of creativity. Because I think it's through the love and passion. Well, it's one of those love and hate for plastic in a way. I got into this, and but the creative aspect of what I've been doing recently is what, you know, helped me to be so involved in it and to make it happen for not only myself but other people. So yeah, and you know, I'm Italian, so I think it's great to have a couple of words in Italian. Plastica Fantastica sounds good. I mean, I like it, but yeah, creativity.
I like it too.
Plastics.
it sounds very nice, and it is true. It kind of epitomizes what your workshops are about, right?
Yeah, exactly. And yeah. And it's all about creativity and working together and being able to express ourselves. And in a way, sadly, we do it with plastics because there's so much plastic around us. But, you know, we always need to find the best out of what we've got around. And that's a really good vehicle for us to engage and work with everyone and bring some positivity in people's lives and fun and playfulness.
Thank you for this. Tell me about, is there anything that I've not asked you about that you'd like to share with guests? Anything new coming up or anything around the summer? Because this is, like we said, we're talking about a few weeks ahead. So if there's anything that we haven't covered, this is your chance.
Well, I would say that we don't have, like, Plastic Shed don't have, like, many workshops planned yet because we just finished to run a project, a series of workshops. But, yeah, if people are interested in coming to say hello, you'll be sharing, I guess, all the address and the links. Just reach out. Plastic Shed, Merseyway Workshop. We're a community space, happy to welcome everyone, and we'll be running a lot of different workshops over summer. We don't have yet a very structured schedule, but yeah, if you follow Merseyway Workshop and Plastic Shed, you'll be able to find out all sorts of different creative activities that we'll be running. And I thank everyone who's decided to listen to us today, and yeah, I'm just really grateful that I've been invited today to talk about what we do.
So much, Camilla, thank you for talking to me and my listeners.
Okay, yeah, thank you so much, everyone. And yeah, also, if you'd like to learn more about Plastic Shed, join us, join the volunteer team or join our board, because we're also a community benefit society, we're a cooperative. Yeah, just follow the links, get in touch. Hope the sun is shining for you while listening to us today, and that you get a beautiful rest of the day.
Thank you so much. That's brilliant.
Thank you.
Camilla, thank you so much for talking to me and my listeners. Thank you all for listening from so many countries around the globe. I'm so glad to know you're finding some inspiration from the amazing Mancunian guests who feature here. I hope you enjoy the 12th episode of the Meet the Mancunian podcast season 2. Tune in every Tuesday for a new episode. Please do consider subscribing to the podcast and leaving us a review on Apple Podcasts. I will also be grateful if you could share this podcast with a friend or a family member. Thank you.